Michaela Spahr of the Peyton Trinan Rockets joining us here on our preseason previews. Last season, the Rockets went 1-17 overall with an 0-7 record in the Rolling Valley Conference. Coach, always great to catch up with you and to see what's going on in the summer.
Yeah, we've been kind of busy this summer. Mostly this last couple weeks is where we've really picked up. I have a smaller crew this year, so it's been hard to get them fully here. But once they're here, I have a good crew. So.
Absolutely. Talk to me just about the squad you have coming up here this year. Obviously, you graduated quite a large amount of seniors, especially just for Peyton Trinan's size. It's six seniors you graduated. So what does the crew kind of look like for this season?
Yeah, we definitely have a smaller crew this year. Yeah, graduating six really did have an impact for a small school like us. I have four seniors this year, I think one junior, three sophomores, and then I mostly have, my biggest class actually is going to be, I think, eight or so freshmen. So I have a lot of young girls coming up.
Oh, wow, there you go. So, you know, that's obviously going to be a nice replenishment of kind of the seniors you lost. But obviously with a lot of freshmen comes kind of the challenges of teaching them some of the ways of a varsity or a high school player. So talk to me just about this summer. What have been some things you're trying to develop with the girls and this new team?
So with this new team, we're really focusing on, we just really broke down the foundations and everything. We really focused on just the passing aspect, serving, and that's what we're mostly focusing on is just the basics, especially because like last year we really were hurt by serve receive is where we really struggled. It's just sometimes it was just getting that first ball up to the setter. So we're just going to focus on that this year, and especially with having eight freshmen, you really have to start with the basics.
And, you know, talk to me just about some of the returners you had this year. I know you had some, maybe one or two juniors last year, some sophomores as well. Who are some of those returners that Peyton Trinan fans will remember and see on the court this season?
Yeah, they'll be able to see Emma Stream. She was a starter last year, and Paige Teeples was also a starter. They were both juniors last year, so they'll be able to see them again. Paige was one of our strongest hitters. She was an all-conference honorable mention. So she's one of our strongest hitters, and Emma Stream is, she's working on it, but she might actually be switching up. I might be having her more set. She kind of knows that, but we haven't fully gotten there yet, of course, still early in the season.
Right.
I actually have a girl who was injured last year who is finally back, Bailey Anderson, so I'll be able to have her hopefully healthy all season. So I don't have a whole lot of returners to my starting lineup again, just kind of like I had last year. We'll see.
Absolutely. You mentioned that serve receiving was one of those challenges from last season's team coming up to this year, working on the girls with that. Talk to me just about what you see strength-wise among the girls you have coming this year.
Coming up this year, I just have a lot of hard-working girls. I really enjoy the girls I definitely enjoy the girls I had last year. I always do. But this year I've just seen a little bit more girls that are going to be willing to put in the extra effort, especially like the freshman girls. They're young and kind of hungry almost. It's kind of where, and that kind of helps feed the upperclassmen to not be too comfortable kind of thing. So that's what gets me excited about this year.
Wanted to just talk about the morale of this team. You know, I know last year winning one game overall last season is tough, definitely not easy, but what's the morale around this team? You said you got a lot of hardworking girls that are in this team, a lot of freshmen. So what's sort of the things you see among this group early on when it comes to morale or team building or leadership?
I think these seniors like kind of saw how and felt how sucky it was last year losing so much, so I think they're really wanting to, okay, we're going to try and work on team building and being a team player, not tear each other down on the court, I think is kind of one of our goals this year, and working together, communication and everything like that. So I think the morale is really going to be focused on building each other up and working together. So I think that's where we're going to focus on this year.
So you can say that these girls are quite hungry coming into this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're hungry for more than one win. That was definitely rough last year. And it's so sad because we had some good sets and you had those good plays. It's just sometimes also it was either the serve receive that got us or we just couldn't finish. Sometimes we had really good volleys and it was awesome to watch. And you really think you're like, I deserve a point there, but that's just not how volleyball works.
One of the other things I wanted to talk to you about, Coach, is just the Rolling Valley Conference. As of late, some of those teams towards the top have been tough, especially that Woodbine team last year. That was a really, really tough team that kind of put you guys in a lot of learning lessons last season. So not sure if you've seen any of the other Rolling Valley Conference teams so far this summer, but what are your thoughts on the conference coming into this season?
We definitely have a good conference. It's a strong conference. We're definitely one of the smaller teams, so it's interesting to go against, like, Cam and Woodbine that have a lot more girls to pick from and work with. But we're going to put up our own as much as we can and try and push through and work hard this year to really fight back against those higher-up teams.
And for those who maybe just don't know, of course, Peyton Trinan, one of the smaller school districts we cover around Carroll Broadcasting. You know, you mentioned it's a great challenge to go up against some of those teams like Woodbine and Cam who have bigger teams to go up against. What do you kind of do to plan for some of those teams who do have a lot of more rotations?
We just mostly focus on our side of trying to build up our girls and try and build up on our strengths of diverse players. Mm-hmm. I have to have girls that are going to be more diverse, that are able to hit, pass, set, and that's what we're also working on. That's why I broke down to the foundations this mm-hmm. last couple weeks, is because I need girls that can be diverse, because I can't have somebody that specializes too much, because I don't have the numbers to mm-hmm. specialize.
I know we're still very early in the season, but are you seeing that diversity so far?
Yeah, I am. I have a couple players that are, like I said earlier, with Emma Stream, who she was a hitter last year, but I might be having her set and everything. And I have a freshman who, even though she's tall, is one of my best diggers already. So it's just really nice to see how I have this diversity. And I have my seniors who really want to be leaders and are willing to step up and learn different positions and everything like that.
Well, Coach, I know we're quickly approaching this season. Anything else you want to add when it comes to this team, or just anything you're looking forward to here this upcoming season?
I'm ready for and excited to see all the growth that we're going to have this season and see where we can really shine. I want to see these girls work hard, and I want to really develop what PC can be mm-hmm. again, because I know we had 2 years ago, we went to second round of districts. So we're going to just try and rebuild and keep building from there.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, always great to catch up with you. Of course, we'll catch up with you all throughout the season. We wish you good luck, and we appreciate your time here today.
Okay, thank you.